In the history, you can see that God, from the 1976 to the 1960, God really blessed America.
那在过去这差不多180年的时间, 从1776年到1960年呢, 神是非常祝福美国这个国家。
Because our founding father, they knew one thing.
因为那时候在, 在开国的这些人的当中呢, 他们有心里面有想到一件事, 他们知道一件事。
Who is really control this world?
是谁掌管这世上的一切的?
Who is really control our life, entire life?
是谁来掌管我们的生命的?
Is anyone who really control this world or control our life, he is really matter to us?
若是我们知道谁是掌管这个国家，谁是掌管我们个人的话， 这就对我们生命来讲是非常非常重要的。
So we celebrate our national holiday. We should ask who is really matter to us.
所以在这国庆日即将要来临的时候， 我们应该要问一个问题， 就是谁对我们来讲是最重要的。
This is Psalm 33 verses 12.
在诗篇33篇第12节这样子说，
Our founding fathers, they knew the answer. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah.
所以在这创国的这些人当中， 他们知道以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
Before 1776, this colony is ruled by Britain.
在1776年以前， 美国本身是一个英国的殖民地。
So the soldier, the British soldier, they always say, "In the name of George, the sovereign king of England."
所以在那个之前呢，在这个殖民地的话，英国的这些人会这样子说：我们所做的每一件事都是因着掌管英国的王，就是这个乔治。
But our founding father, they know we recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus.
可是我们创国的人，他们说，我们所认识的唯一掌管一切的就是神。对我们来讲，这世上只有一个王，那就是耶稣。
So who, you know who is really control this world is really matter to you.
所以实际上，谁是掌管这一切的事情的，事实上对你来讲是非常重要的。
You know, for example, the George Washington.
那我们就用一个例子来讲，就是华盛顿。
He testified, "It is impossible to write govern the world without God and the Bible."
他曾经讲过这一句话，就是说，若是要好好的做一个掌权者的话呢，你不可能没有圣经，不可能没有神。
He not only believed this, without God and the Bible, cannot rightly govern the world. He also lived up his mottos.
他不但相信说，在若是要掌权这个国家，不但是要靠着圣经、靠着神，他事实上在生活上面，他也是这样子行出来。That's
why he said it is necessary that anyone should ask the General Washington above himself to be a believer in Christianity.
所以有人就问过说，是否真的需要来说这个 George Washington 乔治华盛顿，他是否真的是个基督徒呢？
As well may we question his patriotism, his heroic devotion to his country, his motives were deeds, not words.
所以呢，我们是否也会怀疑他是否爱这个国家？因为我们知道是否对这个国家有尽责，因为他的 他生活上面的一个准则呢，就是说要以行为来做，而不是只是话语上来讲。
And for God and my country, his life, his writing prove he was a Christian.
所以在他的生命当中，他的生活，他所写的一些东西，我们都知道他是个基督徒。
In the other testimony, he honored a Christian. The title is more value, more honor than a president.
所以他就曾经讲过一句话，就是说做一个基督徒呢，比做总统还更有价值。
We all knew this word. this sentence. Give me your liberty or give me your death.
不自由，护您死。 这一句话呢，事实上是我们蛮熟悉的一句美国英文的。
It cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religious but by Christian.
事实上，美国这个国家呢，之所以会成立，并不是一大堆宗教的信啊、宗教分子，而乃是基督徒所创造的国家。
Not on religion but on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
不是因着宗教而创立的，乃是因着耶稣基督为本质来建立的国。
For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
所以也因着是在建立在耶稣基督的关系上，所以来到这个国家，其他宗教的人也可以得着保护，可以得着富足，也可以有自由敬拜的地方。
But unfortunately, I say unfortunately.
可是很不幸的一件事，不幸的是
，The Bible tells us，
圣经这样子告诉我们
，If the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do？
若是我们的根基是毁坏的，公义的人当如何行呢
？1962, the Supreme Court banned prayer in public school.
在1962年，美国开始禁止在公立学校里面祷告。
63 banned Bible study in school.
1963年呢，禁止在学校里面有召开读圣经的会议。
1973 legalized abortion.
1973年堕胎合法。
76 all the official document cannot say or is show the God this word.
在1976年开始呢，就定义说，在美国所有的公文当中不可以提到神这个词。
1979。 All the official documents cannot say Jesus.
在1979年呢，就说所有的公文当中都不可以提及耶稣。
1980 forbidden to hand the Ten Commandments.
那在1980年开始呢，所有在美国的公共建筑、国家建筑里面都不可以再挂这十诫了。
What the consequence?
那可是。 这样子决定以后呢，会有什么样子的后果呢
？Unmarried pregnant increased 553%.
因着这一段时间，在这时间之内呢，未婚怀孕的增加了超过500%。
I say it's between the 10 and the 14 years old.
而且这所指的是在指10岁到14岁的孩子。
10. How many is older than 14 years old? 14 years old in this room?
在我们这方中间是 older 是。
Older than
14岁以上的举手
，Yeah, I think the most our youth so older than 14 years old, right?
我们大部分年轻人在当中，我们都是可能都超过14岁。
The sexually transmitted disease increased 226%.
在高中生得着这种性病的呢，增加了200多。
Premarital sex increased. 275%.
那婚前有性交性关系的，这就超过快接近300%。
17 years old, the average is 17 years old.
那这个平均的年纪呢是17岁。
Parents divorce family increase.
那离婚率呢增加了将近多了一倍。
Single parents family increase.
单亲家庭也增加了1倍以上。Unmarried
cohabitation increased.
未婚同居呢也是增加了。Et
cetera, et cetera. There are so many bad things increased.
我们也可以想思想到有多少东西在比例上面增加。If
the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢
？Who is the righteous?
那谁是公义的呢？
Bible is talking about the God's people is Christian.
圣经里面所讲到公义的人呢，就是神的人，神的孩子。
Because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people.
在箴言14章里面讲到，公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
I'd like to invite you open the Bible to the Psalm 33.
那我请弟兄姐妹把 翻开圣经，翻到诗篇第三十三篇。
We will quickly go through the Psalm 33 verses 1 to the 21.
那我们很快的将会来查考一下诗篇三十三篇一到二十一节。
I only will give you the outline.
那我只是把这个大纲这概要的分享。
Verses 1 to 3, they say, all the righteous men shall praise the Lord.
在第一到第三节里面讲到，就是义人都应当来要敬拜耶和华。
Because today so many people praise the sin, a crime.
可是呢，今天在这个世界里面呢，事实上大家都在赞美，赞美什么呢？赞美是罪恶。
When you go to see a movie, you really don't know who is a bad guy, who is a good guy.
你去看电影的时候，你开始的时候，你不知道谁是好人，谁是坏人。
When we were kids, we watched the John Wayne's movie. We know from the first, the second, from the beginning, we know who is a good guy, who is a bad guy.
那我们以前在小时候，如果看 John Wayne 这个西部片，我们一开始的时候，我们就知道谁是好人，谁是坏人。
But today, the total change.
可是今天我们在看电影的时候，我们完全不知道。
If you saw this good guy, maybe in the end of the movie, you found, oh, he's really bad guy.
那可能在开始的时候，你觉得这个人好像是里面的好人，可是到电影结束的时候，他可能已经变成坏人了。
You ask your friend, you which one you like it, which guy you like it?
那你若是问你的朋友在看电影的时候，你说你到底喜欢哪一个主角呢
？I worship the bad guy. He's cool.
我想要跟那个坏人一样学习，因为他很酷。
You know, so that's why the righteous people should praise the Lord because God is righteousness.
所以义人呢，应当要称颂耶和华，因为耶和华本身是公义的。
But you can see this society is totally changed.
可是我们看我们今天所居住的环境里面已经不是如此了。
Verses 4 and 5.
第四、第五节呢
？Talking about God's excellent character.
我们讲到耶和华好的的至善至美。
For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does.
耶和华的言语正直，他所做的尽都诚实。
This is everybody should like this one, right?
事实上，我们都蛮喜欢这一段经节的。
If you married a spouse, his word of him or her is not right and not true, and he is not faithful in all she or he does. Do you still want to marry this one?
如果你今天要结婚，你知道你的配偶他不是。他并不言语不正直，他讲话讲虚话，他不是个诚实人，你还愿意结婚吗
？But you can see the many husband and wife, they're not faithful to each other.
可是我们今天在看今天的社会里面，我们看到很多夫妻之间并不是彼此的有这个信。
Verses 6 and 7 talking about God's majesty.
第六、第七节呢，讲到神的荣耀。是遍地可见。
Through His creation,
尤其是从他的创造当中，我们可以看到他的大能。
Through He control everything,
因着这样子，我们知道他创造与管理一切。
So verses 8 to 11, so we should fear God because He control everything.
所以在第八到第十一节呢，就提诗人就提醒我们说，我们应当要敬畏神，因为他是掌管万事的。
So just like we just said before, if God is really control our life, entire life, He's really matter to us.
所以就像一开始的时候我们提及到的事情，就是若神是掌管宇宙万物的话呢，他对我们来讲就是非常重要的。
So verses 12 is a theme of this psalm.
那第十二节呢，就是这一个诗篇里面的最重要的一段经节。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance.
以耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
We can rely on God because He is omnipresence, omnipotence.
所以我们只可以信靠耶和华，因为他是无所不能、无所不在。
That's verse 13 to 19 tell us.
这就是13节到19节告诉我们的。
When we really trust God, we have a really confidence.
当我们完全的信靠神的时候，我们实际上心里面是充满着信心的。
Verses 20 and 21 tell us.
20跟21节就是这样子告诉我们的。
And the last verses, David gave God an earnest prayer.
所以在最后呢，大卫这个就是诗人呢，实际上就是来敬拜赞美神。
May your unfolding love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you.
因为他说，耶和华，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我施行慈爱。
Our founding father, they knew.
在这个创国的这些人当中，他们知道一件事。
God's counsel stands forever.
神的筹算永远立定。
Ben Franklin, he said, God governs in the affairs of man.
福克林曾经讲过一句，就是说神是在人当中会掌管一切的。
Samuel Adams, he said,
撒母耳亚当斯曾经这样说过，
He who made all men has made the truth necessary to human happiness. Obvious to all, our forefather opened the Bible to all.
创造人的呢，也让人知道要得到真正的喜乐是如何得到的。所以我们创造就是开国的这些人呢，他们就知道要开启圣经来了解怎么样掌管这个国家。So
they believe only God can truly give us a happiness.
所以他们也相信，唯独神可以给予我们真正的喜乐。In
the independent declaration. They have one word. We have a right to pursue happiness, the liberty.
在独立宣言里面说过，我们有这个权利来追求自由。So
if we want to truly pursue the happiness, we should pursue God first.
所以，如果是我们要有这个自由，能够来追求喜乐的话，我们需要先追求神。So
the Thomas Jefferson, he knew.
杰弗森呢，他这样子曾经这样子讲过。
And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we have lost the only firm basis?
他说，在美国，在这个国家呢，我们的自由是有完全可以依靠我们的自由吗？
A conviction in the midst of the people that these liberties are the gifts of God.
若是我们不知道这些自由是因着神的关系而得着的，
that they are not to be violated, but with His wrath.
那我们不能够夺去这个自由，除非我们愿意来得到神的愤怒。
The Bible says only Jesus can give us a true freedom.
圣经里面教导我们说，唯独耶稣能够给我们完全的自由。Liberty
is not a freedom. Is not I want to whatever I want.
自由并不是说我想要做什么我就可以做什么。Liberty,
freedom, true freedom is in Christ.
真正的自由唯独在耶稣里面可以得着。The
Jesus save us, release us from the bondage of sin, bondage of the death, bondage of the sinful desire.
神的爱使我们能够脱离罪、脱离死亡、脱离罪行的捆绑。So,
the Thomas Jefferson's prayer it should be our prayer.
所以杰弗森的祷告呢，也应该就是我们的祷告。I
tremble for my country when I realize that God is just and that His justice will not sleep forever.
当我思想到神是个公义的神的时候，我就为这个国家开始有惧怕，因为我们知道他的公义迟早必行。So
many people in this country, of course, in the other country as well, they act just like, oh, God is love, God Because God is not, He will not punish whatever we do. Oh, God is justice. Yes, but He is asleep right now.
在我们的国家，事实上，在世界很多的国家里面，他们可能都相信神，因他是爱，所以他永远不会处罚这个国家这一面的人，或者呢，他完全不管，他可能仍旧在沉睡当中。
I like to pay your attention on the verses 10 to 12.
所以我们来看一下诗篇第33篇第10到第12节。
Verses 10, that's, and the 12, verses 11 is absolutely contrast to each other.
第10节呢跟第11节呢好像是对比的。
Because verses 10 talking about man's, the human's plan, human's thought.
因为第十节呢，都讲到人的思想、人的作为。
Verses 11 talking about God's plan, God's thought.
可是十一节呢，就讲到神的计划、神的思想。
What's the difference between these?
那这中间我们可以看到有一个对比，这对比到底在哪里呢
？So, can you mark the N O U G H not?
那我们就可以把这个不或者无法这个字、无有这个字，把它画格一下。
No effect.
完全没有任何的影响。
In God's eye, human's plan, if not according to His will, there will be not and no effect at all.
所以在耶和华里，耶和华的心中呢，若不是依着耶和华而所计划的，我们的筹算呢，都会归为无有。
So verses 11, the God'splan or counsel, that means the plan. It stands forever and his thought of his heart, they were passed to the generation to generation to generation.
在第十一节我们看到他的筹算，神的筹算是永远立定，他的思念会万代长存。
Verses 12 is a key.
那第十二节刚刚讲到的就是这一个诗篇里面的最重要的一段经节。
If we really realize,Verses 10 and 11 is, they have absolutely contrast, absolutely different, and bring absolutely, totally different, result.
我们若是好好思考第十、第十一节的时候，我们可以看到，不但看到这个对比，我们也可以看到这个的选择所带来的结局。
And then we will choose God as our God.
那因着这样子呢，我们就会选择神来作为我们的职权者或者掌管者。
Verses 12 is very precious.
第十二节对我们来讲是非常的宝贵。
He said, "Blessed is a nation whose God is Jehovah."
他说，以耶和华为神的那个国家呢，就是有福的。
The people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance.
他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
This verse talking about the man's choice and God's choice.
这里面就讲到，就是说人的选择，神的选择。
God give us a free will.
神给我们有这个自由意志。
We use our free will to choose this or choose that.
我们在自由意志当中，我们可以选择做这一件，或者选择做那一件事。
But it will bring the different consequence.
可是呢，会有不同的后果。
If we choose God is our God, the Jehovah is our the Bible is the God is our God.
我们若是选择耶和华为我们的神呢
？The Bible says we are blessed.
圣经告诉我们，我们将会有福
，because we will become His inheritance.
因为我们就成为他的产业。
What's important becomes God's inheritance.
那成为他产业到底有什么重要呢
？For example,
举例
，a student he attend UCLA.
那假设有一个孩子去 UCLA 读书。
So the first day when he attended school, a school accept him, he automatically, instantly become a possession of the school.
当这个孩子这个学生呢，第一天开始上课的时候，他就成为这个学校的产业之一。
But the school has become his possession as well.
可是同样的，学校也成为他的产业。
He can freely use all the resources in the library.
他可以很自由的利用学校可以供应的一大堆的这些这些资讯，例如去图书馆里。
All the teacher becomes his teacher.
所有的教授呢，都成为他的教授。
The school's tradition becomes his heritage.
学校的一些传统呢，就变成他个人的传统。
So blessed is not saying, I believe God give us money, fame, successful in everything.
所以所谓的从神得到祝福, 并不是在说, 就是权名, 还有利益上面的得着。
It means I become in God's possession and God becomes my possession.
而在讲祝福这件事, 就是我们成为神的产业, 神成为我们的产业。
God's all the promise, God's all the blessings becomes mine.
神所有的应许, 我今天都可以得着。
So this is only a note. So sometimes this counsel is a plan.
所以在这一面, 我们可以看到, 这就是神的计划。
Inheritance, that's my position or heritage.
所以我们可以看到, 这里就是在讲, 就是我们成为神的产业。
Many people say, oh, I'm the, wish I'm the, born in the rich family and wish have a lot of money.
有很多人可能会希望说他从小出生在很有钱的家庭当中。
Because I come to this country to pursue the American dream.
因为我来美国是为了追求美国梦。
The Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry 这个人呢?
His testimony will change what a concept about the American dream.
他呢, 就告诉我们说, 什么是真正的美国梦?
The American founding father, their dream is built just like Genesis 12 verses 1 to say, it's a missionary nation, a blessing nation, and a God representative nation.
就像创世纪 12章里面在讲到的 美国当初设定的时候 就是想要成为一个宣教的一个国家 得到, 所以因着这样子而得到一个祝福 也是因着这样子他们愿意由神来掌管的国家。
This is all the inheritance I can give my dear family.
他说我能够留给后代的就只有这些。
The religion of Christ can give them one which will make them rich indeed.
唯有主耶稣 可以给予他们的将会使他们富裕，啊，更加的富裕。
This is the last will and the testament of the Patrick Henry.
这是Henry最后的一个见证。
Before he says, he said, Doctor, I wish you to observe how real and beneficial the religion of Christ is to a man about to die.
所以他在死前呢, 他就跟他的医生这样子说, 我希望你可以看到在我的死亡当中, 可以看到这个我们所相信的这个神是何等的真。
I wish this become your last will too.
我也希望这是你最后的一个祷告。
If you can really live up this world, you're really blessed.
如果真的在你生活当中可以这样子的过话, 你是一个有福的人。
John Jay is a First Supreme Court Justice.
杰约翰呢, 是美国第一任大法官。
His testimony like this. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers.
他曾经这样想过, 就是说天意让我们这些人有选择来选择我们的领导人。
And it is the duty as well as the privilege and the interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christian for their rulers.
这是我们的责任, 也是我们的权利, 在这个基督化的国家当中, 选择一个基督徒来作为我们的领导者。
Unto him who is the author and the giver of all good.
这个创始使我们给予我们所有一切良善的这个创造者呢,
I render sincere and humble thanks for his merciful and unmerited blessings.
所以我要感谢他这个我们不配得的这个恩典。
And especially for our redemption and salvation by his beloved son.
我之所以要感谢他呢, 特别是因着他给我们的救赎。
You see, all the testimony and the testimony.
所以我们可以看到一个人每一个人的遗书或他们的见证。
So today we shall pray, let Americans return to God.
所以我们呢，今天应当为美国祷告，愿意美国回到神面前。
If the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
根基若毁坏了，义人还能做什么呢？
First, you can pray to God, let Americans return to God.
第一件事呢，我们可以为美国祷告，愿美国能够悔改回到神面前。
Second, you live the your life is you just three live a Christian, real Christian live.
第二个呢，就是在你的生活当中活出一个基督的生活。
So let people see the Jesus in your life.
所以在人在当中可以看到一个基督徒基督化的生活。
Become the light and the salt of this world.
成为这个世界上的光跟这世界上的盐。
The early American school, they have teaching material.
在美国早期的教育当中呢，他们有这些教科书。
From the 1690 to the 1910s.
从1690年到1900年呢
，they use the textbook as teaching material in the public school.
他们用这些
use the Bible.
他们用圣经成为教育界当中的一个教科书。
Noah Webster, he is the editor of the Webster Dictionary.
那 Webster 呢是一个很有名的他就是创造这个美国这个词典 Webster Dictionary 很有名的创办人。
The Bible was America's basic textbook in all fields.
他曾经说过，他说圣经呢是美国在所有的行业当中的最基本的一个教科书。
Education is useless without the Bible.
教育呢，若是失去了圣经的影响，就是没有意思的。
In the other blueprint is they call a primer.
那在右手边那个叫做 primer.
Is published 1777，
是1777年所出版的。
That's a teaching material in the Boston area.
这个。这本书呢，主要是在波士顿这一区的一个教科书。
This material contained a song of praise to God.
在这一面呢，就含了如何的敬拜赞美的诗歌。
Prayer in Jesus' name.
如何为在因着耶稣的名而祷告。
They have the Bible famous Bible alphabet.
那它有很有名的就是。圣经里的字幕。
Yeah, they use the ABC, each alphabet to teach one Bible's truth.
每个字母呢都告诉一个圣经里面的一个真理。
They also have a shorter catechism of the faith.
那里面呢也有信仰的这个很简单的答问题。
Today, I like invite you do the one thing.
那今天呢，我欢迎弟兄姐妹，希望弟兄姐妹能够做这件事。
Yeah, put your hand on your heart and if you like, pray this prayer.
那若是愿意的话呢，就是把你的手放在心上面，然后用这样子的祷告。
Yeah, pray for our country, pray for our nation.
为我们的国家，为我们的人，这国家里面的人祷告。
You can follow me this prayer.
那你可以跟着来做这一个祷告。
Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon Thee.
We acknowledge our dependence upon Thee.
And we beg Thy blessing upon us.
And we beg Thy blessings upon us.
Our parents,
yes.
Our
teachers,
and our country,
and our country.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the 3 days before our Independent Day.
在国庆日前的前三天。
This is our dependent proclamation.
这个呢就是我们的自由宣言自由宣言。
So we should depend on God.
我们应当要依靠耶和华。
Independent Day remind us dependent on God.
在这国庆日的时候，我们更当要纪念到我们需要依靠耶和华。
Yeah, let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父神。
We owe you so much.
我们实在亏欠你太多。
You give us so many abundance. Grace is not we don't deserve.
你给予我们非常多我们不配得到的恩典。
Today we learn a lesson from our founding fathers.
今天我们看到这个国家的这些开创这国家的人的一些经验当中。
They really knew who is in control of everything.
他们实在是真正的了解到掌管一切的是谁。
They knew you are the only one is matter to them and to all this world.
他们知道唯有你才是这个世界上最重要的。
Give us a humble heart.
主啊，给我们一个谦卑的心。
We may receive you as our personal Savior and Lord.
我们愿意接受你成为我们个人的救主，个人的主。
Let us depend on you in everything.
让我们能够在万事上面都能依靠你。
Just our founding father they did.
就如创国的这些人一般。
Remind us, we should.Depend on you everything, every day.
主啊，求你提醒我们，我们要在日常生活当中每一件事都依靠你。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Hear our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
这样祷告不配，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.